This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
All right, don't get too scared. It's Monday the 13th.
Yeah,
Oh, wait, no. You know what? There's nothing scary about that. It's only Friday the 13th for some reason. Eh, you'll be fine today. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that makes mistakes, apparently. I've read this 400 times, and this is the first time I've got that wrong. Let's try that again. I'm gonna leave that in the podcast too, just because that's fun. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Monday, December 13th, 2021. I'm Russ, and I'm messing up, and this is what you need to know about today. Wow. All right, it's a National Guard birthday day today. There are nearly 500,000 members of the National Guard. It started on December 3rd. So it makes sense that December 13th would be their birthday, right? December 3rd, 1636. Maybe leap years? I don't know. Something with the government decided to make it the 13th instead of the 3rd, but whatever. It happened. It's today. So happy birthday, National Guard. And to its members and veterans of the National Guard, thank you for your service. All right, it is pick a pathologist pal day. Why did they put this day together? I don't know, but they did it. And what's a pathologist? Well, that's the people that, you know, in healthcare that basically examine bodies and body tissues, and they study biopsy results. And there's those forensic pathologists that typically focus on studying the dead and the reason they died. You know, like a coroner, for instance, it's similar. Yeah. Okay. Why today for pick a pathologist pal day? Well, to get to the answer on this, I actually did some searching here on Google, and I found out that the top questions that people ask about pathologists are, number one here is, are pathologists weird? Okay. Are pathologists happy? Are they boring? Are they introverts? Are they stressed? Do they only work with dead bodies? Those are the questions that people are asking about them. So maybe you could see why they need a pal. But if you, by the way, if you're going to do this, if you want to take that career choice, it's one of the lesser impacted programs in medical school, and you might be able to have a higher chance of moving on to a career in that. So there you go. All right. A National Day of the Horse today as well. You know, last year on this day, I talked to my friend Joy. The interview was fantastic. She gave a lot of information. Well, check that one out. Just do a little repeat on yourself there from last year. It is National Violin Day today as well. Now, as with all instruments, it takes a lot of work to play the violin. I'm just going to keep messing up today. Okay, so there's these scam artists around, you know, like shopping malls and things like that, that are posing as musicians, and they're asking for money during the holidays. They're faking it. Yeah, not all of them are faking it. I'm not saying everyone, but they are faking the movements while using a pre-recorded track on a speaker, basically. And if you watch them and they're moving, you know, the violin around, they're doing their thing. They got the bow going back and forth there. Now, it's not to the actual music. They're just standing there and moving along. It's happening in Tyler, Texas, but I've also seen it here in the Bay Area. I actually saw the violinist just stop and the music just keeps going. It was very Ashley Simpson of the violinist to just and surprised and do a little jig. I don't know. Is this a scam or is the performer just doing a little Milli Vanilli? I don't know. I mean, the thing is, we like the whole lip sync thing, right? Like, there's that lip sync show that we watch, lip sync battle. That's great. I mean, The Rock lip syncing to Taylor Swift, that wasn't a scam. I don't know. I don't know if I would call this a scam. I mean, it's a performance either way, right? It's either you're performing as a violin syncing artist. I don't know. Or you're an actual violinist. I don't know if this is a scam or not. But, you know, if faking it becomes a scam, that could be a problem for a lot of people. Okay, National Cocoa Day today as well. Now, cocoa actually goes back to the Aztecs and Mayans. Now, Spanish conquistadors, well, they were invading the land and they decided to add some sugar and spices. By the way, I left out all the bad stuff there. I'm just sticking to the chocolate. They added sugar and spices to sweeten the cocoa, and this gave the world chocolate. Yeah, chocolate consumption, by the way, is consistently increasing. Yeah. Experts in the field. Who's an expert in the chocolate field? Like what? Hershey's? Ghirardelli? I don't know. Anyway, experts in the field say that they will potentially have a chocolate shortage at some point. Yeah, we're eating too much of it. Like there's too much, you know, being consumed and not enough being grown or made. Well, I say made because they are starting some lab-grown chocolate experiments. They've actually got one going. And here's the thing. It's just like traditional chocolate. They're doing this, researchers at the Zurich University of Applied Sciences. Well, I guess, you know, they figured there's cancer, there's heart disease, and then there's chocolate. So they went with the chocolate, and they came up with a technique for growing chocolate in a laboratory. Now, it tastes a little more fruity from what I hear, from what I read. I'm not talking to these people. But anyway, the cost to produce it is actually higher now. But once they get scale here, it might actually become competitive with traditional chocolate. What are some other things that they're growing in labs? Well, there's beef, there's milk, there's apples. And aside from food, what are they creating in a lab? Well, there's diamonds. And there's also parts of Kim Kardashian. Yeah, Khloe Kardashian as well. And even Kylie. I don't know. All right, let's take a look at our events from today. And we start in 2000. Yeah, it's so weird to say we start in 2000. That still seems like the future, doesn't it? It's weird. Okay, Al Gore conceded the presidential election on this day in 2000. He said, "I accept the finality of the outcome, which will be ratified next Monday at the Electoral College." So there you go. Al Gore conceded. Now, the funny thing about that is it's the 13th of December. We know how long ago Election Day was. So yeah, it took quite some time back then. All right. In 2012, the Federal Communication Commission passed a new requirement that said the volume of TV commercials must be the same volume as the TV program that you're watching. This was called the Commercial Advertisement Loudness Mitigation, or CALM. Yeah, like peaceful. Like you don't have Cars for Kids screaming at you, or Sunday, 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 or, you know, whatever it is. Basically, they're supposed to be the same volume, but not exactly the same. It's supposed to be an average volume. So the FCC has had a rise in complaints about this, actually 140% increase in 2020. So a lot of people are complaining about this, but they're not really doing too much about this. They're only doing it if they get the same complaint about the same thing over and over again. So not really much is happening about this. And really, we're not watching that much TV anymore. And this doesn't apply to streaming. Now, I could throw in a really loud commercial in the podcast, but I wouldn't do that because I don't want to upset you. I want to keep you listening, right? So podcasters and streamers use editing programs to average out the sound level. The sound level is measured by loudness units full scale. LUFS is what we call them. YouTube is set at about minus 14, as is Spotify. Now, podcasts, most of them are recommended to be at minus 16. Here's what I did for you guys. I actually went back and forth between my studio and my car just to make sure that I get the right volume. So hopefully it all sounds good to you and it doesn't sound like one of those Cars for Kids commercials just screaming at you. Although, if they could become a sponsor, then it will. And I'll just go for it. I mean, if they're willing to pay me, come on, right? All right, let's take a look at some of our birthdays for today. Mary Todd Lincoln was born on this day in 1818. Dick Van Dyke turns 96. Steve Buscemi is 64. And Taylor Swift is 32 today. That is your look at December 13th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake, oh, I did, and you heard it, well, that makes you super smart, and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, head over to our newly redesigned website, thisistodaypodcast.com, to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. By the way, on that new website, we've got all of our show links and all that stuff too, so you can always check those out. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.